Well, good afternoon, everyone. Let me recount a little recent history that you're all familiar with. I believe it's the case that we spent 2 or 3 months listening to the Democrats suggest that we shoehorn the DACA immigration debate into the CAPS deal. They shut the government down over the weekend over the fact that we were not dealing with the DACA issue. In response to that, I said we'll set aside a time. They asked for the time that we decided to try to move to the bill, and now we can't get them to yield back post-cloture time on the neutral bill that I called up, consistent with what I promised, so we can get started on the debate. So right before lunch, I sought to lay down an amendment that Senator Toomey wanted to offer, suggested that we start going back and forth, which is the custom when you do a bill in an open process. Maybe my colleague Senator Schumer will have more to say about what they'd like to do when he comes out after lunch, but I'm ready to get started. This is the debate they said they wanted. I said we'd have an open and fair process. We're trying to do that, and the sooner we get started, the better, because we'll need to wrap this up this week. If there are 60 votes for any of these proposals here in the Senate, we should be able to discover that, because we've been talking about this for months. We should be able to discover it in the next few days and hopefully make some progress for the American people on this important issue. John.
Well, just to review for people who haven't been paying detailed attention to this, this is the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals that President Obama signed during his administration, giving these young adults who were children when their parents brought them to the United States an opportunity to stay and to work in the United States. It isn't a legal status. It's not a pathway to citizenship. 690,000 of them signed up and are currently signed up. That expires beginning March the 5th, so we know we have a deadline. The president has offered a generous proposal that covers not just the 690,000 DACA recipients, but 1.8 million young adults who would otherwise be eligible but did not sign up. That is extraordinarily generous by any measure to provide them a pathway to citizenship. In return, the president said he wants border security measures, which I enthusiastically support. And then he said he also wants to impose some limits on chain migration and make it more merit-based, and to take the diversity lottery visa and to make that perhaps more employment or other skill-based immigration. This is a reasonable proposal. Chairman Grassley will introduce the bill this afternoon that we have been working on in conjunction with the White House. But the next step is to vote to get on that bill, to vote for cloture on the bill. Then people who have amendments who'd like to change it in some way can do so. Senator Durbin was quoted this morning as saying his goal is to get all Democrats and 11 Republicans to vote for a bill in the Senate. But I would just point out that that is not a pathway to success. That says nothing about what happens in the House, and that says nothing about the necessity of a presidential signature. If you want to actually make a law as opposed to engage in some futile gesture, taking these young people's lives, putting them at risk in the process, then do as Senator Durbin has suggested. What I would suggest is if Democrats and Republicans would vote to get on the bill, to vote for cloture, then offer amendments, then we could come up with something that would address the four pillars the president has proposed, and one that would not only pass the Senate, could pass the House, and actually get signed into law. And that's our goal.
And we're going to find out real soon whether or not the Democrats are serious, whether or not they want a solution or whether they just want a campaign issue, because what's in front of us is an opportunity to provide certainty for those who are on DACA, at the same time strengthen our border security, which has been a priority around here for a long time, to prevent these sorts of things from happening in the future. And so we think that the Democrats, who up until now have expressed an interest in having a debate about immigration, it's time to come to the Senate floor and put your amendments out there and let's get some votes going here. Meanwhile, tax reform continues to work. There are now 368 companies who have either offered bonuses, pay raises, benefit increases to over 4.2 million Americans directly. And so it is working. It's working the way in which it was intended. It continues to provide positive benefits to American workers. And if you look at what businesses are saying about it, the National Federation of Independent Business surveys their members every month. And this month they recorded, and going back into 2017, the highest ever in their survey support for expanding business operations. So their businesses recognize the value of the policies that have been put in place, the lessening of the regulatory burden, the tax reform that has passed the Congress and been signed into law by the President are all policy changes that are having a very positive impact on the way that businesses view their futures and their willingness, therefore, to invest and expand their operations in a way that provides direct benefits to their employees, their workers. So we hope there's going to be more to come. We think there will be. And we're excited about what that could mean for American families and American workers.
Yesterday, President Trump introduced his infrastructure plan. It is a very robust plan, and certainly it focuses on streamlining and simplifying the permitting process so we can speed up the beginning of these projects. Right now in the United States, the average time for completion of the permitting process alone is 6 years. President Trump has talked about getting that down to 2 years. We had a project in Wyoming that is currently under construction. It took 14 years to get the permitting done. State employees, time committed to this, took 10,000 hours of employee time to get through the permitting process for a project, 14 years of permitting, and it's going to be less than 2 years to complete the whole project. But we need to do better. I think the President is absolutely right. We can do it in 2 years and still protect the environment. In Germany, they do this in less than 2 years and protect the environment. They do the same thing in Canada. There are ways to do this. We need to move forward with bipartisan infrastructure legislation. We're going to have our first hearing on this on March 1st. Secretary Chao, Secretary of Transportation, will be at the Environment and Public Works Committee to be there specifically to talk about the administration plan. We've had up to a dozen hearings already on the concept of infrastructure and what we need to do to fix bridges, water, dams, roads, all the way across the board. And we need to find ways to move forward to these projects so we can build things faster, better, cheaper, and smarter.
I had a chance to go to the White House earlier today with 18 other members of the Congress, members of the House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, to talk to the President about the national security concerns that he has regarding steel and aluminum. You know, my view is if you do anything about unfair practices by countries that endanger our industry in those areas, it needs to be very targeted and very thoughtful. But more importantly about this meeting, my view was heard, but so was everybody else's. An hour meeting, the press was there the whole time. The President has not made a decision yet and was soliciting information from members of Congress in what, for me at least, was the most public way I've ever seen a meeting like that conducted in the Cabinet room or at the White House. I thought it had a lot of merit, and I'm glad the President did it.
We're excited in Colorado about the fact that there are over 30 athletes competing in the Winter Olympics that we claim from Colorado. But there's also been a lot of fawning in this Olympics about North Korea. A lot of people fawning over smiles from the Kim family, dictators of the Kim family. A lot of smiles over slaves forced to cheer for the North Korean team. And I would hope that we would be smart enough to recognize what we have to accomplish in Korea, and that is the peaceful denuclearization of the North Korean regime, that smiles and forced cheers aren't going to replace what is happening as hundreds of thousands of people in North Korea are being tortured, as they are being killed, they are being starved, and we can do better. I commend Vice President Pence for standing strong in Korea, for standing up for denuclearization, and making it clear that we will not accept propaganda from a North Korean regime, and we will not let that fool the people of this country.
Mr.
Yeah.
You say you want this to be a freewheeling debate. Mm-hmm. Two-part question here. If that's the case, why did you kind of, did you tilt the playing field by supporting the Grassley plan? And number two, if this is to be a freewheeling debate, if you can't come to an agreement and work things out and finish this bill this week, why not let this continue on after the recess?
Well, we have other things to do. Look, this is an issue we've been talking about literally for years. Something passed the Senate in 2013. We spent 3 months talking to the Democrats about this. There's no reason in the world why, if there is a core 60 votes to support something, we can't achieve it in the next few days. And so that's the timetable. I'm not trying to dictate to them what they offer. They shouldn't be trying to dictate to us what we offer. We ought to just get started. This is the way we used to do it, and I'm giving us an opportunity to try that again. Nancy.
Senator Cornyn has a plan. It's ready to go. It's based on the White House plan. Why not start with that? Why start with an amendment that really has not much to do with the problem you want to solve?
Well, I appreciate your advice about how to handle this. We'll decide the order in which we offer ours, and I'm not trying to dictate to them the order in which they may offer theirs, but we need to get started on the debate. We could have voted on amendments all day today. We're in a post-cloture period on an underlying shell. Yeah.
Some members of your conference have expressed some unease, and the FBI director seemed to rebut the White House timeline on the domestic violence allegations regarding the Iraq border. Are you comfortable with how the White House is handling this situation at this point?
Yeah, I don't have any observation about that. Yeah.
Mr. Leader, if in fact the Senate can't pass a fix for these DACA kids this week, is that it? Are you going to try again?
Well, I'd rather not respond to a hypothetical. At the risk of repeating myself, we've got multi-days here to deal with an issue we've been talking about for a very long time.
3 days is not very
There's
long.
No reason not to come together and get a solution this week. This has been going on endlessly. They shut down the government over this. I want to see what they want to do. I assumed they had an idea here to lay before the Senate. Since they took us into a government shutdown, they actually requested the date that I ended up agreeing to turn to it. Where's the plan?
Yeah. A big theme has been if the president can sign a bill that comes out of the Senate, but what about the House? How's the negotiation been with them?
One House at a time. We're starting in the Senate, and I hope we can get a result.
Leader McConnell, have you had any discussions with Senator Corker about changing his mind on retiring? Do you think that he should actually come back and run for re-election?
Well, you'd have to ask Senator Corker about what his plans are. Thank you.
What about that Brooklyn bourbon? In 1964, they said bourbon could be made anywhere.